They're asking the same questions you just asked all the players. Go ahead.
John, are there bigger prizes ahead, bigger trophies looking ahead of you guys, but just what does this mean, that President's Trophy and you know, clinch the conference right now?
Well, you gotta, trophies are hard to win. They truly are, and I think when you win one, you should be damn proud of it. I know the, when you think of the National Hockey League and you see it every June that the Stanley Cup is raised over somebody's head, but there are 82 games played before you get to that point. And I know there's a lot of teams in this league that have not won that trophy, and I think it's something you should embrace and enjoy it, and something we'll always be able to look back and say for, you know, the 18-19 season, we accumulated the most points in the regular season, and we did it, you know, fairly early. And so it's exciting. It should be exciting for the guys. I mean, in our organization, it's never been done. And so I look at it as a great accomplishment and a reward to the players and our fans for an unbelievable regular season. Is that, in saying that, does that predict future success? It does not. They're two entirely different seasons, but in order to have an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup, you have to make the playoffs. And that's what we've done, and we're really excited about that.
It was kind of emotional there when he got the record and the video tribute and the fans were on their feet for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You've been here for a lot of those goals. Anything, emotions in your memories come up in your mind when you kind of did that?
The emotions are, I've had a front row seat for a lot of them. And it's been one of those years, you know, you just talk about the team winning the President's Trophy. You look at Cooch and, you know, the record he broke for most points. And it just seems this is one of those magical years where records are dropping. And I guess when you have the success we've had this year, that's going to happen. But it's, with this group, it's a team first attitude. But it's cool to see these guys get these accomplishments that they're justly rewarded, being rewarded for. Because you really think about it, Steven Stamkos was 10 years old, you know, by his 28th or 29th birthday, whatever it is, would he think he was going to be the all-time leading scorer of a franchise? That's an unbelievable accomplishment to, you know, he's forever going to be able to say that. Well, until another Steven Stamkos comes along, but those, they're few and far between, and he has brought the fans in this community out of their seats many times, and tonight they stood a little longer for him.
Beyond just the on-ice accomplishments, talk about Steven and the way he's embraced this role as captain, as kind of the face of this franchise. You know, with you as you've seen, how he's kind of matured being his coach and just the person that he is off the ice.
Wow, that's a long answer, and I can go long. It's been a pleasure to coach him. Just to watch his growth, I got asked this about many players, whether it's, you know, Cooch or Point, or you go down the list, Vasilevsky of players and how they've grown, and he's no different. You just don't roll in and throw a C on your jersey and say, okay, I'm the captain, and you learn that, and it's a progression of, you know, how he's grown up and teams he's been on, and how, you know, whether it's playing on the Team Canadas and playing in situations with other leaders, and you acquire knowledge in how you have to be, and he's an ambassador and phenomenal representative of our team, and he's the leader, and when you know, when he stands up, guys.